The third concert of the Signature Series with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra is taking off this weekend, and it's part of this overall series celebrating 100 years of Leonard Bernstein. How does this concert fit into that overall arc that you've set up?
Right. Well, this is Bernstein the composer. When I was programming this concert, I wasn't sure whether I'd go the route of programming some more obscure works by Bernstein that not everybody gets to hear, or programming some of his most famous works, and ultimately I decided, you know, let's go with the latter.
In the first half of the performance, On the Town and those three dance episodes, you are also incorporating another organization that you've partnered with in the past.
Right.
The Ballet Chelsea.
Yeah, Ballet Chelsea is joining us for On the Town. We had permission from the Bernstein family to do choreography with On the Town. So I'm just excited because it's been a really healthy relationship. They worked with us a couple of years ago. You know, we've been doing the Nutcracker for a couple of years, and now to bring them back doing something American, I think is fantastic.
So you had to reach out to the estate?
Yeah, you actually, if you're going to do something that involves, you know, theatrics like this or dance, you have to have permission to do that. In fact, there's another version of West Side Story that they only sanction if you're performing it with the ballet. So there's a lot of rules when it comes to his music.
In addition to the Leonard Bernstein pieces, a part of this Bernstein is not just dealing with the central topic, but things related to it. And you've got a Michigan premiere that addresses that.
Right. Composer is Greg Yasinitsky, and it's interesting. He was my department head at Washington State University. He's a very fantastic composer, both for classical and jazz. He's actually the saxophone player of the Spokane Symphony. So in addition for, you know, us getting to perform his newly composed jazz piano concerto, which, you know, features conventional playing from the orchestra, but the pianist goes in and out of actually composed music and just improvisation. So it's really interesting the way it kind of slides back and forth. Now, what's crazy is that the premiere actually took place under the baton of Tim Muffett, the music director at Lansing Symphony, but they did it with his other orchestra in Baton Rouge, same pianist, but you know, he was responsible for the commission. So it's a kind of a small world thing.
Dr. Matthew Albin leads the Jackson Symphony Orchestra in music of Leonard Bernstein, his West Side Story Symphonic Dances, three dance episodes from On the Town featuring guest artists of Ballet Chelsea, plus music of Aaron Copland and a Michigan premiere of a jazz piano concerto by Yasinitsky. That's this Saturday night at the Potter Center. More information at jacksonsymphony.org. For WDKAR News, I'm Jamie Paisley.